Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are some things that you might want to share on a first date. Mm-hmm. Spit. Could be one thing.
No.
A churro. If you're at a place that has churros, maybe you want to share a churro.
Delicious.
The fact that you want to get them pregnant, probably not a good thing to share on a first date. And apparently that's why Justin's on the phone today. Oh. He maybe shared a little too much on his first date. Now he's worried about it. Justin, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Probably better than you.
Hey, I guess it's just a preference, I guess. I don't know.
Preference?
Wait, you want to get someone pregnant, or is Jubal making a joke?
I don't know if it's that much of a joke. Well, okay, so I feel like I've met the one.
After okay. one wow. date?
After one date. Is that crazy?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it depends how you went about it. I mean, I guess some people have gone on dates, and people are like, man, that's the one for me, and then sometimes they get married, sometimes their heart gets broken. And because you're on the phone for a second date update, I might know what position you're in, but I'm not sure. So tell us the story. What's the girl's name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, all right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just feel like I've met the one. This feels like already like a non-negotiable for me.
Okay, Whoa. Slow down. Where did you meet her?
We met on online dating. And the original plan for our first date was to meet up downtown. And we were going to find a restaurant that we both liked. We didn't book anything. We were kind of like, you know what, let's just see what happens.
Okay.
And I was immediately attracted to her online. But when I met her in person, I was blown away. I was like, wow, this is really cool. Her personality was just radiating.
Okay.
That's really sweet, but it also could be really creepy if the feeling from her wasn't reciprocated, mm-hmm. right? Like, it has to be both ways.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a mind reader. I don't know.
Was she giving you any hints on the date that she was, like, crazy about you too?
Well, we were hanging out, and she didn't run away, so...
That's a good sign. Yeah. That is a good sign. If somebody runs from you screaming, they usually are not into you, so that's good.
That's right.
Okay.
Tell us about your date.
Okay, so...
She didn't run away because she was shackled, right? She just didn't run.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Why can't you trust me if every time I untie you, you try to run away?
So that didn't happen. Well, tell us what did happen.
So everywhere we went, it was just super busy. It was like 45 minutes to an hour-long wait.
Yeah, it sucks.
And you know how some girls would be like super judgmental?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, how come you didn't book this place? Or, you know, I don't want to wait that long.
Right.
But she was just so chill about it. And she looks over to me and it was like the sexiest thing that you could say. I was like, do you just want to go grab some fast food?
Oh, nice.
Oh, man.
I was like, are you serious?
Is that the moment you knew that you wanted to marry her right there? And
well, I enjoy myself some fast food, but on the first date, I wasn't expecting this attractive, awesome person to just look over at me and be like, yo, let's grab some fast food, bro. Like, what?
Okay. Well, that's cool. It's a sign of a low-maintenance person. That's always nice.
Exactly. So we were so hungry, and so we went to KFC.
Cool.
And we just ordered this big feast, you know, chicken, gravy, mashed potatoes. The works. The freaking works. And we're just sitting there stuffing our faces. And it was crazy because I didn't even care and she didn't even care. We were so comfortable with each other. Like, there's just gravy sliding down her face. Like, you got something on your face.
Sounds hilarious.
Oh, it's adorable.
Okay.
Awesome.
Have you ever get that feeling? Like, we were so comfortable with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably.
I mean, that is a good sign. It, like, means that you definitely have a future if you can totally be yourself around someone.
Yeah. Did she feel the same, though? Was she that comfortable, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
You know, at that point, I didn't know, but the meal was over, and so I just looked it over, and I was like, you know what? I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I think you're the one.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very
it's usually, risky. I mean, even if you're thinking, it's usually not good to share that on a first date. Could scare people off.
No, I was speaking from the heart, man. I said, you know what? I think you're the one. And she was definitely surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure she was.
Did she say anything?
It was hard to read her. Huh. She wasn't very vocal about it. But when the date was over, it ended with a hug. And it wasn't, I thought it was going to end with a kiss. I thought it was.
Well, of course. You thought it was going to end with a baby. And a house and a future together.
Yeah, I kind of did. House, my picket fence, all that. Absolutely. But instead, it ended with a hug. It wasn't like a, like, oh, I'm so excited. It was more like a mom side hug.
Yeah.
Oh, so not
you
a good hug.
You freaked her out, dude.
I don't know. Maybe I overshared on the date. I mean, I was speaking from the heart. What's going on?
Sometimes you're supposed to shut your heart up for a little while. Maybe that's the problem. How many times have you tried to get a hold of her since you guys went out?
3 or 4 times. I mean, I'm pretty sure that she had an amazing time also. So that's why I'm kind of confused on why she's not reaching out back to me as well.
Okay. Mm. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. This really means a lot to me. So I just want to let you know.
I know. The whole future of the rest of your life hangs on this phone call. So
yeah.
We'll do it right after this. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.